Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques to assist you in making changes, feeling better, moving forwards, getting motivated, and to thrive. Maybe you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or perhaps you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. Within every person lies a desire to step out of the past, to strive beyond the present, and to reach out towards tomorrow. Change is active and potent, setting a new direction that is full of force and energy. In this episode, we will discuss the stages of change, and you will learn a process to clearly define the changes that you wish to make. You'll also experience a hypnosis session to provide the motivations to make the changes that you desire. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this session inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, blog posts, and the web store, which contains premium hypnosis programs that can assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as healing the inner child, attracting abundance, forgiveness, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. Each day is a new opportunity to work towards becoming the best version of yourself that you can be. Change is about recognizing the patterns in your life that are no longer serving you, and making a conscious decision to develop the necessary skills and resources to move towards a new way of being. Change is active and potent. Making one small change in life can set you forth in an entirely new direction. Change is more than just breaking out of an ingrained pattern of behavior, thought, or emotion. It's about building a better future and life for yourself. In therapy, the stages of change model is used as a means of understanding the process of change. And there are six steps within this model. The first step is pre-contemplation. In this state, individuals do not intend to take action. They may be unaware of the problems that the behavior is causing. People in this phase often underestimate the pros of changing behavior or focus on the cons of changing their behaviors. The next step is contemplation. The individual recognizes that they would like to make a change and they intend to start the new behavior. At this stage, an individual may recognize the problems that are associated with a behavior and are more aware of the pros that changing their behavior would provide. The third step is preparation or determination. In this stage, the individual begins to take action. They begin taking small steps towards change and know that by doing so, it will lead to a better life. The fourth phase is the action phase. The individual changes their behavior and they intend to continue moving forwards. They acquire new healthy behaviors and they modify the previous behaviors. The fifth step is maintenance. In this stage, the individual has successfully sustained the new behaviors for a period of time and have the intention of continuing to move forwards. It's important to prevent a relapse at this stage by continuing with the positive behaviors and the intention to continue moving forwards. The sixth and final step is termination. In this step, the individual has no desire to return to the previous behaviors. The change has completed, and it is fully integrated into the mind, body, and the emotions. When you set the intention to make change, you begin the act of freeing yourself from stifling patterns, negative addictions, and unwanted habits. Busting out of old ruts is breaking away or rising above past conditioning and creating an entirely new life for yourself. This can happen on a physical, mental, or emotional level, or it can happen on all of these levels at the same time. If what you're doing now isn't working the way that you desire, then you can choose to do things differently. If the way you're going isn't giving you positive results, then you can choose to go a different way. You can begin dynamic change by doing something that you haven't done before. When you come to the crossroads, you choose a new direction. You, and only you, can change the way that you do things. You can specifically form new patterns in a thoughtful, realistic way. This process will assist you in your plan to make change. If you so choose, you can get out a blank piece of paper and write down your answers as we move through this process together. The first step in making change is to understand what specifically you want. Understand what it is that you want to experience. State it in positive terms and imagine what it would look like, sound like, and feel like to achieve this. The second step is understanding how you will benefit from making this change. How will this change positively impact your life? The next step is developing a goal date. When would you like to achieve this change by? And as a result of making this change, how will this affect other aspects or even people in your life? The next step is to understand the resources that you already have that can help you to achieve this, or to develop an awareness of additional resources that you need to make this change. Next, plan out how you're going to get there. What changes are you going to make in your thoughts, feelings, and actions in order to achieve this change? Lastly, chunk the goal into a smaller series of goals. Be very specific with these steps, starting with the very first step. This process assists you in creating a map for change, how precisely you're going to achieve your goal. If you consider that when we go on a holiday or vacation, we plan every step of our journey. We don't walk up to the ticket counter at the airport and say, "Hey, surprise me." If we did that, then chances are we could end up anywhere. This is why it's so important to plan out the changes that you're going to make so that you have a very clearly defined outcome in your mind. Now you'll have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session that can assist you in the process of beginning to make change, to get unstuck and to begin moving forwards. To prepare to make change by developing the motivation and determination to succeed. If you so choose and you'd like to participate in this exercise, find a place where you can relax for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. Rearrange your arms and legs in a manner that is comfortable. Close your eyes and begin to focus on your breathing. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in feeling the warmth as you breathe out. The coolness as you breathe in. The warmth as you breathe out. Just allowing every breath to move you further and deeper into relaxation. The deeper that you allow yourself to move into relaxation, the better that you feel. And the better that you feel, the deeper that you go. Notice all of the areas that you're holding on. Maybe there's tension in your shoulders or your back. Or maybe you're holding on to thoughts, concerns, or worries. Whatever it is that you're holding on to, just notice it. Recognize it now. And then give yourself permission to let go. To let go of that tension. To let go of thoughts, concerns, or worries that aren't benefiting you in this moment. That moment that you let go is the moment that you can begin to experience true comfort. Choosing to relax. Choosing to let go. Choosing to allow yourself to rest in this moment. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. As I count from 10 to 1, allow yourself to move further and deeper into relaxation. 10. Nine, deeper and deeper relaxed. 8. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two, deeper and deeper relaxed. And one, feeling wonderfully relaxed now, feeling safe and secure. And you can allow yourself to simply relax and receive these suggestions, allowing these suggestions to sink so deeply into that part of your mind that knows how to make the changes that you desire. There are two types of people in the world. There are people that let life happen, And there are people that make life happen. You can make your life happen in the way that you choose. You can make the changes that you desire. And perhaps you've noticed that there's been a feeling that there is a need for change, maybe in your body, maybe in your mind, maybe in your emotions. Now, you can accept that process of change, that this is simply an opportunity to form a new pattern and to learn and to grow. That you can now welcome that change into your life. And as you prepare for this process of change, you can remember back analyzing past changes that you've made, observing that each change was simply a lesson to be learned, and it was necessary for your growth. And as you look back and study those past changes, you can realize that often what were the most difficult changes to make were in truth the greatest opportunities for personal growth. You can be the instigator of change in your life. Rather than waiting for change to happen, you can initiate change. You can make it happen. You can move forwards to change with a positive, realistic attitude and accept that each change brings with it levels of growth that are necessary and good for you to experience. You can contemplate the need for constant change and betterment. Think of a home that needs to be cleaned, repaired, or remodeled, but it's simply been left. Or maybe you can even contemplate a city or a nation which refuses to change and becomes stagnant. The process of change is ongoing. Up and down, through generations of people, eras, and seasons. Life is change. Life around you is ever-changing, always moving. And this is especially true with you, that you can plan on progress, that you can welcome change, that you can build your future. What you do now determines what your changes will be and how you can grow with them. You bring your goals and ideals together into one vivid symbol or picture of how you will grow and become stronger. Just noticing that right image and and focusing on the clear picture. The greater and more profound the changes that you make, the greater and more dynamic will be your strength to meet these changes and grow through them. You can choose to embrace your emotions so that you can move through them. For it is only through being with our emotions that we can put them to rest. And if you so choose, you can forgive other people and release them, leaving you feeling better and more positive about yourself. You can do this in your own time and in your own way when you're truly ready. You can be confident about the future that you are creating. The seeds of your tomorrow are in your thoughts, your plans, your words, your actions. You wholeheartedly embrace the joyous responsibility of change in your life by taking care of yourself, by allowing your emotions to grow constructively, and by lovingly sharing your joy with others. In this moment, you can make yourself a more motivated and effective person. And you can experience yourself growing happier with each and every day, within each season. You can develop your will to change and your will to succeed. And you've created a new habit of joyfully welcoming change at all levels of your mind. You can appreciate change, for it brings new opportunities for positive action. You can be thankful for the many positive changes which have already happened within you, around you, and through you. And you can be thankful for the exciting changes that are yet to come, welcoming them, knowing that the continuity of life is change. And know that you are becoming all that you are capable of being. Just really letting that suggestion sink in, that you are becoming all that you are capable of being. That you are becoming all that you are capable of being. Letting that flow in the muscles, in the bones, in the cells, through the mind, through the emotions, so that every part of you really resonates with this suggestion. I am becoming all that I am capable of being. And I'm going to suggest that every time that you look at water, maybe it's water in a glass, or you're walking by a river or a lake and you look out and you see water. Or maybe you're driving, and as you're driving on the highway, you notice the rain as it gently begins to fall on the windshield. Any time that you look at or hear or touch water, It reminds you that you are becoming all that you are capable of being. It's now time to return to full waking consciousness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, return to full waking consciousness and awareness. Starting now at 1, 2, emerging from relaxation, 3, coming up now, 4, 5, 6, 7, take a deep breath in, 8, feeling revitalized, re-energized, and refreshed, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. You can use these processes in your life anytime that you recognize that there is an area that you would like to change. May you always find yourself growing and moving forwards, becoming all that you are capable of being. Learn hypnosis through the Mind Institute's Hypnosis Certification Course. Discover the power and the promise of clinical hypnosis in this foundational course. You'll explore the power of the subconscious mind and understand how hypnosis works for change. You'll learn professional protocols and important ethical standards and boundaries. You'll learn how to tailor hypnosis inductions to clients' needs to help them let go of weight, stop smoking, manage stress and emotions, and make other desired life changes. You'll also learn how to adopt techniques to help clients get free of fears and phobias, to learn how to change beliefs that limit people so that they can manage anger, raise self-esteem, and move beyond victimhood. You'll explore the use of hypnosis for group work, along with contemporary clinical applications of neurolinguistic programming. You'll also learn how to use hypnosis to heal the inner child, to assist clients in overcoming anger through compassion-focused forgiveness processes, and releasing the ties that bind in order to make healthier life choices. With over 170 lessons and 25 hours of audio and video lectures at your fingertips, with 75 hours of self-practice, assignments, test cases, and mentoring meetings, this comprehensive online course will provide you with everything that is required to begin confidently practicing hypnosis upon graduation. Become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist by visiting www.mindinstitute.ca. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to head on over to www.youtube.com/hypnosistoronto and subscribe. I'll be posting additional videos and information that will not be available on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for new episodes. Take care and be well until next time.